Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the union of the Eitz Eretz, Shni Tolas, and the Ezov. And what we saw is that the correct Seder is Taka Eitz Eretz, Shni Tolas, and Ezov, Lefi Seder Chashivusam. And the Shni Tolas is last in the Psukim, when the Pasuk is emphasizing that the Shni Tolas has to be used, the scarlet wool has to be used as a tying mechanism. In other words, when we're just talking about the three minim, so Lefi Seder Chashivusa, when the Pasuk is trying to emphasize that it also has to be tied up, so then it puts the Shni Tolas at the end. And we were Marich, and we've seen already Dvarim Neflaim Baruch Hashem in this Sugya. We, in the second Shir, this is the fourth B'siyata D'Shmaya, in the second Shir, we saw that Rashi in Meseches Yuma writes, explaining Pshat, that the you have to tie together three species and throw them into the Eifer Srefa Sapara. So Rebbe's reason is because you need an Eged, because you need them all to be tied together. Rashi writes, Debeinan Shino Kochem Bevas Achas, Tachsiv Lakach Eitz Erez Vezav Shnit Tolas, Berash Roshin Shemishan Sinpara. Right, similar to Rashi, that's right, Bevasach is right, Kshu no Kochim Ke'achas. They all have to be taken together. So, the Gvoros Ari brings that this, the Tosi Shalom argues with this. Agopanim, that's what Rashi and the Rash say, that it's learned from the word, V'lokach Eitz Eretz, V'ezov Shni Tolas. So, from that it says, means, that you have to take these three, means they have to be taken together. But the Chor, it's hard to understand. That's by Lulav. By Lulav. It also says a Lashon of Lekicho Lekachtam Lachem. And yet, according to the rabbis, Lulav doesn't require an Eged, because there's no Gzera Sheva from the Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim. As mivuah mizeh, that without gzera shava, ulakachdam lachem doesn't require eged. So mehechi tesi adin eged, and when it says the para, velakach. So that's a big kashin on Rashi and Rash. They say from the chor, from the lakach, the fact it says velakach, it means kachas. But we see that the Arba minim, it says ulakachdam lachem, and it doesn't mean kachas, according to the Rabbanan, that don't require Eged. So how can you say here it does mean Gachas? Rav Shalom Ar, Shema Shem Katvu, they require it has to be taken all together, Vasachas or Kachas. And they bring the Pasuk, the Chashanim, the Rashi, and the Rash, of Lakach Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Shni Tolas, Ein HaKavana Lomar, Bazeh Shebelo Eged Ein Kan Lekicha. It's not pshat that it's not considered lekicha unless there's an eged le'echoliot. The Arba Minim is considered lekicha even without an eged. And it says v'lokach. So it can't be that lekicha means be'eged with they're all bundled up. Ela hakavanai shemiseder ha'psukim mivo'ar shehadin של תולס השני שנאמר בפסוק, אינו רק כלפי היותו מין נוסף. From the Seder of the Psukim we see that this din of Tolas Shani is not just another one of the species, but rather it also is referring to the Lekicha that it says at the beginning of the Pasuk, to tell us that the Tolas Hashani is going to create a situation where it's more Lekicha Shel Bas Achas or Ka'achas. And therefore the correct place of the words Tolas Hashani would be where at the end. Malashon HaPasukan B'lokach by the Paraduma V'lokach eitz erez ve'ezov u'shni tolas. As ma ze melamed otanu? Ze melamed otanu that the shni tolas is not just one of the minim, but it's also used to its last because it puts the first two together. Even though the Shinta last is more chashuv than the Azov, nevertheless the Azov precedes it in order to show that first you have the Eitz Eres in the Azov, and then it's tied up by the Shnita Las. We said when the Pasuk writes it last, it's showing that it's tied up by the Shnita. When the Pasuk says Shnita Las last, it's showing that it's tied up by the Shnita Las. It serves not only as one of the three minim, but also as the bundler. Vizerak mishum debay eget. So why is, notice from the lashon of the Pasuk, it's not pshat that they got it just from the Rashi and the Rash, from the fact that it says v'lakach, and v'lakach means b'fas achas. They got it from the fact that it says v'lakach eitz eres vezov u'shnitolas, that it says shnitolas last. And shnitolas last means that it bundles everything up, what it says before, it bundles up. And therefore you see it means it needs an eget. And we also see, we asked Akasha, why then is it not ma'akev? Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eged is ma'akev by the Arbaminim. So why here is the Eged not ma'akev? Shehein omnam shim beloy Eged ein zu lekiche. So if you say that without Eged it's not lekiche, so it should definitely be ma'akev. Based on what we're saying, it's lekiche even without an Eged. Lekiche is even without an Eged. However, there's a remez in the pasuk here that there also must be an eged. What's the remez? The remez is the shnitolas at the end. And since it's only learned by remez, it's not mamish adin. It's not mamish stated as a chiyuv. The pasuk just alludes to the fact that the shnitolas is at the end, and therefore it has to be bundled up, so that shows that it's not ma'akev. Ve'advarim me'irim o'misamchim baruch Hashem. U'ke'et anachu nachzor le'divrei hariva she'erachnu bahem. הריבה מובא בתוספות ישנים, ביומה, that how does Rebbe know this din of aguda achas bepara? So right, we saw Rashi, but now we have before I mentioned the Tosfos Shem, Tosfos Shem is different sheet than Rashi. How does Rebbe get the din of Eged? Not from the Velakach or the Lashani Basof, as we explain, but rather Moreno Harab Rabbi Yosef says that it's midin hider mitzvah, and the Riva writes to Shema Yalfin on Meagudas Ezov Dimitzrayim. Maybe we learn from the Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim Lekicha Lekicha Ki Hasam. Ulekachtem lachem agudas ezov. Ukidi alfina nami besuke gabelulav lekicha lekicha. Stomeret, the fila riva, maybe we learn it, exereshava, from the agudas ezov of Mitzrayim, that it all needs to be bundled together. It says lekicha, it says lekicha, like we learn in sukkah, the gabelulav lekicha lekicha from agudas ezov of Mitzrayim. But then we add a kasha, either up on it, don't hold of this exereshava, and we pass in like Rebbe. And we also pasken like the Rabbanan. So how can Rebbe hold that it's midin? We learn from Agudas Ezov from Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, lekicha lekicha. How can Rebbe hold that way when the rabbis don't hold that way in Sukkah, the Gabei Lulav and Halachas kerebi mechavero, and Halachas like the Rabbanan, and yet they're arguing with each other. And we had another kasha that according to the Riva that we learn from Zereshav from Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, by Lulav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, we see in Sukkah that by Lulav it's not enough just to have a bow tie in Aniva, it has to be a proper knot. So it's not just enough to bundle it up. The Kricha is not enough. So how does it work that by Pala, if you learn Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, and by Arba Minim, and there you need an Eged Ma'aliyah, you need a proper knot. And here, a kricha is enough by the para, which is learned from there also. So first of all, this is not shitas rabbanan. So how can the Rivah say, and that's maybe why it says shema, this is not shitas rabbanan that we learn from Agudas Ezov from Tzayim, zum Ersten, and zum Zweiten. You know, when I was a little boy, I'm sorry for going a little bit off the beaten path, but we used to go to, now it's Pesach, Mamash Erev Pesach, not Mamash. Yir Aleph Nisan. So we used to go to Miami Beach for Pesach back in the 70s, 80s, back 150 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago. And at least to sell the Aliyahs, Mr. Schechter in the Caribbean. So the Aliyahs. And, you know, a lot of old Yiddish-speaking men, right? Some Erzimol, some Zweitenol, some Wittenol, sold to Mr. Rosenberg. Anyway, so that's how I thought of that when I said Erzim. So today I think they sell the Aliyahs in English, but in some places I'm sure they still do it in Yiddish, particularly in those places where they speak Yiddish. So back to what we're saying over here. It says you're supposed to start your shir with the Milsa Tibdichsa. So I like to say, how can I start the shir with the Milsa Tibdichsa? What am I going to say the rest of this year? But Rav Hanukh Leibowitz, the Chofetz Chaim Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Mori V'Rabbi, the Mori V'Rabbi, my member of my Rebbeim was Talmidim. So he used to say that, he used to make a lot of quips. And they asked him, you're only supposed to start the shir with a joke. He says, yeah, but people have such a short attention span, I keep having to restart, so I say another joke. אז אנחנו עכשיו רוצים לבאר את דברי הריבה. ובהקדם מה שכתבו התוספות במסכת סוכה, בדף י' א' עמוד ב', בדיבור המסחי לקיחה. על מה שלא דורשו. So first, in order to say פשט, in ריבה, the first thing we have to do is go to the תספס in סוכה, on דף י' א' עמוד ב', בדיבור המסחי לקיחה. על מה שלא דורשו רבונן לגזיר השבת ללקיחה לקיחה, זה מוזר מאוד, תוספות מהירים, that רבונן don't subscribe to the גזיר השבת of לקיחה לקיחה, but they do דרשן קיחה קיחה לגבי כסף קדושן. So if קיחה קיחה is good for you, why isn't לקיחה לקיחה good for you? כך מקשים התוספות. So תוספות says, that this the rabbis darshin and this the rabbis don't darshin. Toha darshi rabbonin, v'ha lo darshi. Toda rabba. Aval ma tshuva. This they darshin, this they don't darshin. They don't say why. Give me a rationale, give me an explanation. Tesvis, in Menachos, and Avchov Zayin Omud Aleph, Diva Maschel Lo Gamri, also has this kasha, Gam Kenik Shukach. And they were metarets in the first teretz that in order to make a proper gzera shav, it needs to be mufne. It needs to be free. So maybe one of these lakichas weren't free for a drosha. It has to be a superfluous word that's free for a drosha. But if it's the word is otherwise necessary, it's not mufne. So it's not free for a drosha. So memela, since it's not free for a drosha, you can't darshan lakicha lakicha. Shema hachdehacha, this lakicha is not mufne. It's not available for a gzera shava. זה התירוץ הראשון. יש תירוץ נוסף שם בתוספות ש קיחה קיחה גמרי לקיחה לקיחה לא גמרי. דהיינו, that קיחה קיחה they do learn. לקיחה לקיחה they don't learn. זה גם דורש ביור. מה, למה זה כן וזה לא? So there are those who explain, you know, one of the really great place to go in life, if you ever want to go somewhere really, really interesting, go on an interesting trip. So it's definitely kedai to go to the Otzim Mefarshei Talmud. There are a few yitzirot of our door, that are just incredible. One of them is the Talmudic Encyclopedia, which Baruch Hashem has accelerated significantly. And another one is the Otzim Mefarshei Talmud, which expanded incredibly. Kol HaKavot HaMechon Yerushalayim. They have Otzim Mefarshei HaTorah now, on almost all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Pasuk by Pasuk. They have Otzim Mefarshei HaGadah. It's one of my favorite Haggadahs. And just, you know, loads and loads of Mefarshim, Betam Tzitiyut, that Davar Nifla Me'od. So Al Kol Panim, there are those who explain Pshat and Tosfos, cited by the Otzim Mefarshei HaTalmud in Sukkah, שאין אדם דן גזירה שווה, אלא אם כן קיבלה מרבוי. וכאן נמצרה גזירה שווה לעניין קידושן, ולא לעניין לולב. In other words, Pshat Tosfos is that you can only be done a gzera shava. If you're a makabel the gzera shava from your rebbe, and here the gzera shava was given over lenin kedushin kicha kicha mistai efren, and it was not given over with regard to lulav. Efshar lomar lefi zeh, the shiny ben gzeir shovo habo lelamed dovol chodosh, the ben gzeir shovo shebo litein perush upshat b'ma she'ne'amar v'nechtav b'torah. So maybe we can say, according to this, that there's a distinction between Gzeir HaShavah that's coming to teach us something new and Gzeir HaShavah that's coming to interpret what it already says in the Torah. It's giving us pshat in the Torah. Parenthetically, the Ramban already in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Sherish HaSheni B'dibur Maschil V'hine writes klapi Gzeir HaShavah that sometimes it's coming to be mefarish in its Minat Torah, and sometimes it's coming to be mechadesh, and that's also Minat Torah. So the Ramban already and distinguishes between these two categories. One which is interpretive, and another which is novel. It's coming to tell us not a pshat, but it's coming to tell us something new. And it could be Shal malach kazei shel lefaresh pshat, kach nitkabla gzeir shavu delekicha lekicha, velo nitkabla lechadesh din mechudash. So one type of gzeir shavu is explaining pshat, and one type of gzeir shavu, like kicha kicha mistei Ephron, is saying pshat in the pasuk. What does kicha kicha mistei Ephron mean? It means kesef. But it wasn't miskabel to be mechadish adin chadash. It wasn't miskabel to tell you this new din that you need eged. So let's see. And also, it could very well be that we require mufne. When do you require that it be free? That's only to learn a new din. But to say pshat, it doesn't have to be mufne. If you want to just give a perush to the pasuk, that you can learn gzeir shavu, but it's not mufne. When does it have to be superfluous? If it's telling you a new din. But if it's just giving you pshat, it doesn't have to be superfluous. When were they makabel this gzeir shavu? They were makabel this gzeir shavu of kicha kicha to say pshat. They weren't makabel the gzeir shavu of kicha kicha to say a new din. So now we can say as follows, based on what we said, pshat in the Bedas Rashi, the Harash, Hare Af Al Pi, Shelo Sover HaRiva Shef Shalomod Mipshat HaPosuk, Tichziv Beit Toila Shani Ba'achon Eledin Eged, in other words, the Riva, doesn't subscribe to what we said before, that you can learn from pshat in the Pasuk that it says Toila Shah Shani last, and Memela, you learn the Din Eged. However, in the primary matter that we explain, that there is a issue of an additional task of the Toilas HaShani, we can say that on that to that the Riva is Moide. And therefore, according to him, we can say that the Gzeir HaShavah is only coming to be Mefarish, the Inyan of Toilas HaShani that was said in the Parasha. And to tell us that 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 was said, Lomar, Shema She'ne'amar Kan, She'eshna Toilas HaShani, who gam ken kidei she'tihye eged l'kulam. V'azel she'shekatav v'rava d'shem l'inyan zeh eslu l'kulei alma l'gzeir HaShavah, she'zeh sug acher shel gzeir HaShavah, v'shem gam l'rabbanan eskab l'gzeir HaShavah zu. So that's why the Riva holds by the Arba minim that the lekicha means eged. So that's a din chadash. So that the rabbis wouldn't learn that gzeir HaShavah. But he kicha from Magudah Seizov of Mitzrayim. But here, when it comes to the para, so the rabbis would learn even the rabbis would agree with this, because the lekicha is coming to tell us that it is a, that's pshat in the Talas HaShani. That was that the Talas HaShani is being used to tie, to bundle together. So here the lekicha is not coming to be mechadish and udin as much as it's coming to say pshat in the pasuk. There was pshat in the pasuk that the Talas HaShani is supposed to bind it together, supposed to tie it together. That's the task, that's the job of the Talas HaShani. So since this Gzeira Shavah is not Mechadish and Udin that you require Eged, but rather it's telling you what the Kalas Hashanah is supposed to do, so that Gzeira Shavah we have. So you can learn the Kicha L'Kicha Mi'aguda Seizo, Mashen Kein Ba'Arba Minim. There it's a new din of requiring Eged by the Arba Minim. That we don't learn. This Chiddush din. But to tell us Pshat in the Pasuk, not a Chiddush din, but just to tell us how to understand words in the Pasuk, Kicha, Kicha, Mistaf, and what does Kicha mean? Answer is it means Kesef. Tolas Hashani. What's the purpose of the Tolas Hashani? The purpose of the Tolas Hashani is to bind it up together. Like Rashi said, because we explain Rashi because it's the end of the Pasuk. And he says it's because it's Gzeira Shavah. You can have Gzeira Shavah to tell us what's the meaning of the Tolas Hashani? What's the purpose of the Tolas Hashani? It's to tie it up. Shiya Ege. That's why I write Shem Alinyan. So everybody holds the Gzeira Shavah. There's a different type of Gzeira Shavah. Maybe according to the rabbis, this Gzeira Shavah was accepted. Not a Gzeira Shavah that's Mechadish and Udin. It's a Gzeira Shavah that's just explaining Pshat in the Pasuk. That the Tolas Hashani is in this Pasuk to tie them up. In other words, the difference between the Din and the Perish is it's also a Din. It's also a Perish when you say Ulekachtem by the Arba Minim. What does Ulekachtem mean? It means Baguda. So it's also a Perish in the Pasuk. I don't know. The difference is that that's a new Din. Because there, you need a Chalois of Shem Eged. When the Gzeira Shavah of the Kicha from Aguda Seizot is telling us that you need a Chalos of Shem Eged. But here, there's no special Chalos of Shem Eged that it has to be an Aguda Me'alia. But rather here, when it comes to the Para, as long as you wrap it around, that's enough. That's fine. Because it's just the Gzeira Shavah is just telling you that what's Pshat in the Tolas Hashani. That the Tolas Hashani is just used to wrap around. Not that you need a Chalos Shem Eged. That'd be a new din. It'd be a chalos din. This is not a chalos din. This is just the metzius that it tells you how does the Tolas Hashani work? It's working in order to bind it together. And that's why by lulav, Rabbi Yehuda passels the lulav, if it's not an eged mahalia. It has to be a proper eged, because there has to be a chalos shem eged. Because there he's learning a din. But here the rabbis would agree that you learn the kicha to the para. According to the Riva, because it's not a din that you need an Eged Ma'alia. It's just there has to be the Pshat and the Tolas Hashani that it binds everything together. But it doesn't really have to be a proper knot. So there's no Chalos Shem Aguda, and it's not a din Mechudash. What's learned from the Gzeira Shavah is only a Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Tolas Hashani is at the end in order because it binds it up. But not that it's a new din, like there's a Chalos Shem Eged by the Arba Minim. So the rabbis don't hold of Lekicha by Arba Minim, but the rabbis hold of it here. Because here it's just a perish in the Pasuk. And by the Arba Minim, it's a new din. So they don't hold Lekicha is learned as a new din, but they do hold Lekicha is learned as perish in the Pasuk. So we learn that the Tolas Shani is not just one of the Minim, but it also wraps around. And also that's why the Eged is not Ma'akev. By the Arba Minim, it's Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's not telling us a new din, that there has to be an eged, otherwise it's not, the paradum isn't kosher. It's just telling us pshat in the pasuk, but who says that pshat in the pasuk, that the pasuk is telling us it's ma'akev? It's telling us there's a proper way to do it. But not that it's ma'akev. If it was a din chadash, so pashtus would be ma'akev. That's a din, you have to do it. It's not just l'mitzvah. It's a din chadash, it's stronger, but here it's just telling us that this is the ideal way of doing it. It's not l'mitzvah, it's not l'akev, it's just l'mitzvah. So therefore, kricha b'lva, therefore here, the eged is nam akev. By lulav, the eged is ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because there you're learning a gzeira shavah of kicha, you're learning a new din. So that's ma'akev. But here it's not ma'akev because it's just a pshat in the pasuk, but it's not telling you a new din. And therefore it's just l'mitzvah, but it's not l'ikuvah. And with that, we can also explain a ritva. And we still have a little bit more to go. And b'etzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully conclude, I hope, in the next shir, Siyata Dishmaya B'li Neder, everything says B'li Neder, and we'll see more of Neflos Mitoras Hashem, and we have so much more to talk about. This parsha, it's mamish, it's a gavaliga parsha. So thank you so much for listening, I really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.